When You Ask Why, God, written by Dr. Jeff Shreve and read by Stephen Sanders. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 27, verse 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" We all grieved and mourned the brutal, unimaginable horror that took place November 5th, 2017, at First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. A deranged and demonized, if not demon-possessed, gunman shot and killed 26 people and wounded 20 others in the worst church shooting America has ever witnessed. The loss of life and utter decimation to individual families and the church family at large are simply heartbreaking to contemplate. In times like this, we naturally ask, "Why, God? What gives here? These people were worshiping you, and they were senselessly and viciously gunned down in cold blood. I cannot understand why, on earth or in heaven, you would have allowed this to happen." You know it is normal and natural to ask God why. Jesus asked why when he was on the cross, dying for the sins of the world. We just need to know that God does not often answer our question of why. He is not in the business of explaining. He is in the business of sustaining. We will probably never know the answer to our whys this side of heaven, but what we can know and cling to are these truths. God is good. God is love. God is perfect. God is in control. God never makes a mistake. God cares for us. God allows things to happen in life that don't make sense to us, but they do make sense to Him. His understanding compared to our understanding is like the Pacific Ocean compared to a teacup. When we ask God our why questions, His response is typically something akin to this: "My child, you would not understand even if I explained it to you." Our teacup minds cannot begin to contain the enormity of the Pacific Ocean. So how about this? Just trust me. In the midst of this tragedy, may we trust God and pray that He would use this somehow and some way to further His kingdom. May He use this as an opportunity for people like you and me to have spiritual conversations with those who do not know Christ. May we be faithful to pray for the families of those killed, and for the church, the pastor, and the entire community. May we remember that this fallen world is not our home. We are citizens of heaven who are to hold all things loosely while on this earth. Nothing really belongs to us, not even our own children. Everything belongs to God. Ezekiel 18:4 says, "Behold, all souls are mine." We are the managers of His stuff. May we manage well, trusting Him to do all things well, and work all things together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.